Next proposed resolution is approving a compensation adjustment for the town clerk.
Before we read this, I actually just want to say, we still haven't done our budget, and I'm uncomfortable doing any resolutions or anything to increase spending. So I'm gonna move to table this until after the budget has been, you know, dealt.
Okay, observing that the council member has motioned to table this resolution, I will call that to attention to that council member, that it has been the standard practice that when the town clerk receives her notary public, that she is given a increase.
I will call to the mayor's attention that I've read this.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a standard practice, it's in the budget, we have always approved a $3 raise when the clerk receives the notary license.
I agree with that motion.
So there's a motion on the floor. Not hearing a second, we will then move forward with a resolution approving a compensation adjustment for the town clerk.
I will second it as well.
I've already moved forward.
What's that?
I've moved forward, you're seconding his motion after I've
Yes.
moved forward.
I didn't know that you were just moving forward, I thought I was
I
over about the conversation.
Okay. So
But I would, because we're so close to the budget meeting, we're still going through probationary periods with everybody. We haven't looked at any finances at all.
It's been a standard practice to approve the notary public certification.
You stated that.
Right.
And moving forward then, the town has motioned to, or the council has motioned to table the reading and approval of the resolution approving a compensation adjustment for the town clerk.
Public comment?
Is there any public comment regarding that?
I have a great idea.
I think that covers enough to, I don't know.
Chris?
What's the goal?
Can you elaborate?
She just explained to you, this is procedure, which has been done over and over again. This is just general procedure, this is all this is. What's your goal in blocking the general procedure?
My goal is to ensure that we're not completely blowing our budget out.
She's already explained that to you. It's already in the budget. It's already been explained. Asked and answered. Next.
You're raising your voice?
I'm raising my voice so everybody in this room can hear me, Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure everybody hears me. I want to know what your goal is. We're trying to object to the procedure that has been procedure for the last couple of years or decades. I don't know. What is the goal? What is the goal?
The goal is, first off, to get through probationary periods with new employees. We're still crossing new bridges there.
She's not a new employee. She's just crossed a bridge that allows her more money. It's a procedure.
To clarify, that is correct, Chris. You are aware of the proper procedure that we, so our next meeting that will be regarding the budget is an amendment, budget amendment meeting, to where if there is the happenstance that we have exceeded the budget regarding the salary, then it will be amended to include this. But while this is a standard, this is kind of a slap in the face to the clerk when she is doing her job. She received her notary, and the past clerk took over a year to get her notary, from my recollection.
I understand.
This clerk did, because we've had numerous people come into the office and require notary service, and she's had to say, I don't have it yet. However, first week, what was it, the 3rd or the 4th of June, she received her notary. So she, in essence, should be given this raise based on past procedure.
I do think that is all great. I'm 100% on board. But we have had a lot of mismanagement issues in general, so I would like to think that these new people and everybody that's here now, when we do the budget and amend and look at the numbers, that it will be a step forward in the right direction for the mitigation of all of our spending.
It's not for 3 months.
That's fiscally responsible.
Well, we're what, two weeks away?
The clerk's wage is below, anyway.
I feel like everybody who works for the town's wage is below.
Yep.
In truth.
So why don't we do something about it?
That's what I would like to see, where we can pull things from. I'd like to see if all these folks make more. This isn't in any way an attempt to slap anyone in the face or disregard hard work, but I mean, I think we need to get to that budget meeting and put our heads together and look further into what we're really working on.
It's an amendment meeting.
It's an amendment meeting to start.
It's not the new budget.
No.
It's to amend the old budget if there's problems.
If there are problems.
The next paycheck will be in the next budget, will be in the next fiscal year. The fiscal year ended June 30th.
Jayla?
With all due respect, the $3 an hour was already approved in last year's budget and is part of the expected pay for the clerk. You've been getting a discount from me for 2 months because I didn't have it.
David?
I don't believe it's fiscally responsible to not go through the budget and pass out raises, especially while we have two town clerks and all this extra stuff going on. So I think it's wise of them to table that for now, because that's being fiscally responsible, going through your budget and knowing what you have to spend prior to spending really well.
You didn't hear me say that it was already budgeted for, and that was repeated by the town clerk. The raise was already budgeted for. How clear can we get? Chris?
Didn't the town ask her to get the notary so she could be more helpful in the town?
It is a requirement of the job, yes. But yet the previous clerk...
So you're going to require a job and you're not going to pay her to do it. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
And it was in the agreement in the beginning. Yes. Part of the budget, part of the agreement.
You hired her before she got the training done, though. That's, like, not...
Because it's part of the process.
I hear that, but you you also can't bring someone on without a educational requirement and promise them a raise after they get it.
They didn't do that.
You should have brought them on after they received it.
Educational requirement? There's no educational requirement. It was.
I'm sorry, for training, I might be using the wrong word just there.
Okay,
but that is...
okay. Sure. Okay. Nancy had the same salary, and she was given the same increase after a year, and she finally received her salary. This has been less than 2 months, so. Kyle, you had a comment?
I would say in this situation, you know, we're just voting here. I would ask everybody in this room what they would like to see, you know? Because that's what this is really all about at the end of the day, every single time. You know, we're close to this budget amendment, whatever you'd like to call it, discussion of finances, and, you know, these falling in place, even ahead of us getting another council member on here kind of frustrates me, but that's another hurdle, which I think should be the most important thing right now. But we're close to the amendment. I would ask my constituents here for the town, what do you all think we should do?
I think you should.
I just have one question. So you're saying that the budget meeting, it wasn't to do a new budget, it was just to accept the budget was already set forth?
It's to amend.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking to...
Amend. I'm trying to answer your question. So our fiscal year is July 1st to June 30th.
Right.
So our year just ended. So now is the time that we amend the budget from last year with the information now that we have, because the year is completed. Once we do that budget amendment, then we're ready to move forward and do, there's two meetings involved. Creating the budget now for this fiscal year that just started on July 1st.
Okay, so the amendment is, so you already know what the budget already is.
Correct. We have a budget we're operating under right now, yes.
And that includes the raise and all the...
Correct. It includes it. But it also includes, by us having the style of governance that we have, that all of these things are then passed by the council to be sure that they're aware, okay, moving forward, here's this next thing, here's this next thing. And so this resolution was one of those items. Just like, reminder, we have this item. And so it's procedural, but it's frustrating that the council doesn't want to follow procedure. Sharon, you have a comment?
Yes, we approved this for the last, I'd say, two clerks that I sat on. I disagreed with the one for Nancy, and it still passed. But I agree that, I mean, it's been done. I mean, why should we table something that's already been done for all of us, the clerks, and not for this clerk? I don't understand.
It was in the offer to the clerk that if she got her notary, she would get a $3 raise. That was in the offer that was given by this council, given by this town to the clerk when she came on. So you're essentially reneging on that portion of the offer that was given to her.
I don't think that's fair to say, because the mayor offered position without the approval of the council. And
well,
then
the approval, council gets to approve, but the council doesn't get to hire.
Correct. I recommend the hiring, and
right.
Then it is given the blessing by the council, which happened.
It did not seem that way.
You didn't approve of the hiring of Jaylen?
There wasn't any other options.
No, there wasn't. You are very correct. We had two people we interviewed, and the other person was not even close to qualified. So,
and, you know, no offense, but, like, the fact that Jaylen didn't have her notary at the time, like, I don't know, like, I'm not saying that we can go back and change that. I'm just saying, like, this is, you know, neither here nor there. I feel like you're dragging this further away from the topic at hand.
How is that? The topic at hand is to follow the regular procedure in which in the past, as Sharon stated, for the past, more than the past three clerks, because it's been standard process that when the clerk does receive their notary, there's never been a clerk hired that I'm aware of, and we can look this up, who came to us with her notary already. And it is part of the job requirement, and then also included with that, when you get your notary, you will receive a $3 an hour raise. But unfortunately, even though Kyle has been on the past council, Sharon has been on the council past, but you're not aware of that as a standard procedure.
I'm aware. The only issue that I have, it's not even an issue, it's just why we're talking about finances, with these things like paid holidays, observance of rules for paid holidays, compensation adjustments. Before our amendment of budget, which we do every year, I've been here for that, and this coming before us pressing to get another member, which we had to table and dismiss because we were not all informed on some of the technicalities of it. Like, I just feel like this is a bit backwards, and we're so close. We're like two weeks away, am I right?
We have scheduled the amendment meeting.
It's usually in July.
We hopefully will schedule it.
It just seems a little backwards.
I don't
want to disrespect anybody working for the town at all.
Yeah. I'd also like to point out that this resolution does include back pay to the effective date of the notary acquisition. And so, like, this is after the meeting with the amendment and all that stuff. Like, this can definitely be dealt with with no loss of income. It will retroactively, you know, cover itself.
Thank you. Chris, did you have an additional comment? Okay. Kyle, do you want everyone to weigh in on this as you announced?
I really would. I would really like to hear what everybody in the town feels. I would like to go with what everyone here would like to see.
Chris.
has anybody on the council even read Jalen's resume? Do you have any idea what her qualifications are? Do you have any idea what she's done for this town on her own dollar? Because she's so qualified for the position?
We weren't given
that. Did anybody care to do the website, what she did with her own goodwill?
Yeah, the meeting that I recommended the hiring of Jalen, I briefed over the, I can't remember how many pages there were to the document of Jalen's qualifications. They were provided at the meeting that I recommended her hire.
There seems to be a huge misunderstanding and acknowledgement about who Jalen is and how we should all be very grateful that we have somebody of this caliber willing to work for us with the parameters that she's been given. She's gotten another job to be able to make a living and keep this job because this job doesn't pay enough. She's not qualified. She's overqualified.
Thank you.
I want to know where this passion is when Charlie's wages come to the table, who literally runs this town. But I time and time again have advocated, and
We're not talking about wages. We're talking about something that's already been approved, is already in the budget, has already been adopted, and you guys are blocking it for some bizarre reason.
It was offered to her.
It has nothing to do with the budget. It's already been approved. It's just waiting for you guys to go, yes, we agree, because this is precedent. We've done this over and over and over and over again, so there's no reason for us not to do the same thing.
You should run for council.
I can't, because I live up Penny Creek, and you guys won't let anybody out of town be on the council.
It's
imagine that.
I appreciate your passion for the deal.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm sure you do, Kyle.
100%.
And as you're complaining about not having enough council members, maybe we can look back in history and find out why we're here and why we don't have the council members, because of what happened with the council, because they didn't follow procedure. And that derailed the entire process?
Well, in all technicalities, you never follow procedure. As long as
great, and that's why you have the town you have.
And
that's why you have these issues.
And
these issues that never
that's
go
why
away.
You're in Missoula, right?
Okay.
Right.
Okay, let's bring this back. Charlie, you have a comment?
The only thing I would say is it's this time and time again, when this came up for Nancy last year, it was tabled. Mm-hmm. Just fact.
It was.
And
then we approved it after we read the...
It was tabled.
The procedure.
So it's not the...
It was tabled.
Okay. Thank you. David?
Well, if my opinion matters at all, I suggest that it is tabled, and I don't know if anyone else is with me, but I agree with Kyle and Tim. I think they're absolutely right. So,
I want to say it again. I have no wish to undermine anyone working for this town.
Not by your example.
Huh?
Not by your example.
Okay. And why am I asking you constituents for your opinion? And why? Because this isn't about me.
It's your job, Kyle, not ours.
Our job is to listen to the town.
Okay.
The mayor and council, some of them have gone off to lots of extra meetings, and as far as I've heard, and one of those was paid for and approved. So there's extra money going out here and there, and that creates a leaky faucet.
So I'm guessing
that they're just trying to make sure, since I don't have the numbers before I make
right.
It sounds as though Kyle and Jim
are
trying to make sure that the money is here.
Thank you. Anybody else
want
to weigh in on that? From the town that Kyle had asked for?
Yeah, I guess if it hasn't been amended yet, then table it until it's don't come to us until you talk about it, you know, unless you get done it.
And all that. Okay, Kyle, you have something additional to add to?
Yeah, I just want to make one point here. In these heated times amongst each other, would everyone in fact be happier if us sitting behind the desk just buckled under the pressure and did what we were told? You know, like I didn't even have my own opinion at all, or the minute that we have an opinion, it's met with such abrasion, especially something regarding finances?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing is looking at a council that has approved this money months ago. It's already there. It already exists. But you guys don't have any reason to do this other than to block it. And that's why I asked you, what's your goal? The money's already been approved a long time ago by you. It's sitting there to give to Jaylin because she has done what you asked her. Get a notary and we'll give you this raise. She's done what she was asked of, and now you pull the rug. That's not how I do business.
There is no rug being pulled there.
Okay. I'll tell you, Kyle, if you told me to do something more than my regular job, and you told me you'd give me a raise in order if I went and educated myself and got that certificate, and then when I did, you said, no, I'm not going to do that for you. And it benefits your company? Like the notary benefits this town? Yeah. That's not right.
Tim said something about back pay. I don't know if you heard that, but
it's not back pay. It is back to when she got the certificate.
The certificate.
Okay.
Shannon, you have a comment.
I'm going to go back to when Jaylin took this job when it was offered to her. In that offer, it stated, if you get your notary, you get a $3 raise. And now we're saying, no.
Nobody said no.
You didn't say yes.
That's not a no.
We've said that we were going to
It's not a yes. Okay. Yeah, I understand. But the problem is that's what her offer was. She did her part. Prior clerks have gotten the $3 raise for doing it, and we're denying it for her at this point.
And she did it.
And I think that sends a really crappy message.
I'd like to point out that multiple times in the last few meetings, we have been time and again reminded that we are over budget, and that money is there, but like.
But you haven't come in to find out. I mean, really, where are we on the budget? We're all guessing, aren't we?
And this is
why don't we go find out?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're saying.
Yeah.
Right? Well, they haven't. They're council members. They can come into the office and also find out.
I think there's a misconception about the budget that I'd just like to clear up. So first of all, a town goes through a budgeting process every year. They look at customarily, you know, what the expenses were the prior year. They look at the expenses that they're expected to have in the coming year. And they go through an approval process, and there are several funds in that process. Payroll is one of them. And they approve an amount of payroll that is typical. Now, as far as a budget amendment meeting goes, after the year has gone by, if some of those areas, some of those funds went over budget, then a budget amendment meeting has to happen where they reallocate funds in order to cover areas that went over, or they just approve additional money or funds for those budgets. If a particular fund, such as payroll, did not pay out the full amount that was approved, there is money in that fund for what was budgeted. And what Shannon is trying to explain, and I think what Chris is trying to get at, and what Sharon has explained, and Lorene as well, is that there was an amount set aside for a certain payroll expenditure that has not been spent. It was expected because that was given to all the prior clerks. Even with the $3 an hour raise, I still would not have as high a salary as the last clerk. The point being, there is no need for an amendment to a budget that was already set with that $3 an hour raise included in it that has just not had to be spent for 2 months while I got it. So the point isn't needing to table this for an amendment, because the fund itself has not been overspent. It was already budgeted for. It's just an approval process to go ahead and do that. It doesn't matter to me either way. What the council decides, it is their decision to make. However, That is the clarification on the budget. The budget amendment meeting will not cover things that were already approved in the last budget cycle. If that makes any sense at all.
I have a question. I have a little bit on my brain. Are you in the office tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
There's some things about professionalism and privacy that I want to talk to you about.
Thank you.
I'll
be happy to talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
Thank you. 93.
So when that budget was set, were we accounting for the fact that we now have two clerks? And how does that affect the budget?
Yes, it was. It wasn't accounted as two clerks. It was accounted as one clerk who worked an enormous amount of overtime.
Okay, so you just, yeah.
And so now it's paying two people to do the work rather than one person who worked an astronomical amount of overtime. And so, yes, the money is there.
So it was not accounted that we would have two clerks. To be clear, you said yes, but that is not.
The money is there for clerks.
But everyone here just said you don't know where the money is and what the budget is and all that stuff.
For the entire budget. The entire budget.
Well, yeah, so we should just probably look at the entire budget before we
get any more. We're only looking at one part of it, and nobody wants to hear that the money was already budgeted. So that's okay. Moving forward, Chris, did you have something additional? Can I see a hand over here?
With all due respect, when you pay someone overtime, you're paying them time and a half. When you're paying for two people to do the work side by side, you are only paying regular time. So the two of us together have actually spent less money in salary than the prior clerk alone did. We are under budget by having two than we were by having one.
Correct. And this is the benefit of having one clerk that works 40 hours in the entire month and another clerk that works the posted hours that will require the clerk to work. Chris, did you know?
Will you explain, I keep hearing that the town has two clerks now, and it doesn't. It has a clerk and it has a deputy clerk.
Correct.
Will you explain what's going on and why it's going that way? Why you have a deputy clerk? Why these two people are working right now, because they're trying to dig out the nightmare that this town has instructed itself on our government?
Thank you.
They've been digging with a snow shovel for 2 months trying to fix everything in that office.
Well, and I'll say that just for everyone's information, I am the best value you have. I'm paid $300 a month, no matter what I do. Nothing, as some mayors have done, or be there at the office every single day. And so I am part of the uncompensated individuals that were alluded to. I am compensated, and I have been doing some of the clerical work. We have been obligated by the past clerk to IRS penalties from having not filed quarterly reports on time, that she felt as though it was appropriate to just pay the penalty and not file timely each quarter. And so there's a number of items like that. I don't really want to go into now that we're 9:45 and we still have items on the agenda yet to address. So the item has been tabled.
You have a motion open.
Oh, I thought that
motion has been made and
seconded. So all of the discussion has occurred, and now, thank you, we have tabled the motion to approve compensation. Please call the question.
Tim?
Yes, I'd like to table it.
Sharon?
No.
Kyle?
Yes.
Motion is carries. Sorry, Jillian. Yes, to table the compensation for the time being. Next item, proposed a resolution updating the town's paid holiday policy for employees. A resolution updating the town's paid holiday policy for employees. Whereas the town of Alberton previously maintained a specific list of paid holidays for town employees that generally followed the federal holiday schedule. And whereas the federal government has added Juneteenth and May.
You need a good one.
Okay.
in the future, add, remove, or modify federal holidays. And whereas the town council desires to simplify administration and ensure the town's paid holiday policy automatically stays aligned with federal holidays, now therefore be it resolved by the town council of the town of Alberton, Montana, as follows. Section 1, policy update. Effective immediately, the town of Alberton's policy on paid holidays for employees is amended to provide paid holiday time off for all federal holidays as recognized by the United States government. This replaces any previous specific list of holidays. The town clerk or town administrator shall maintain a current reference list of federal holidays for payroll, scheduling, and employee notification purposes. Section 2, implementation. Relevant employee handbooks, payroll systems, and policies shall be updated accordingly. Section 3, effective date. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its adoption, passed and adopted by the town council of the town of Alberton, Montana, the 7th day of July, 2026. Signed and attested to. Council.
So this removing election day is a town holiday for the town office, is that right? Which we've previously held as one of our holidays.
I've not seen where that was a federal holiday.
No, it's not a federal holiday. I believe it was one of the ones that we had at the town.
It's in Montana code relative. They each have 11 holidays, but the difference is the feds have Juneteenth. No election day. The state of Montana, in Montana Code Annotated, I looked it up today. No Juneteenth, but they have an election, and it's in the town handbook.
Yeah.
It's on the list that has election day, but not Juneteenth.
I would like to keep election day on this list, as well as the federal holidays, because I think that election day is very important, and if I had a job that gave me the day off, I think that'd be a big deal. So I would actually like to keep election day as an Alberton town holiday in addition to the following federal list. So can we make that amendment and then have this read at the next meeting?
Do we note it, Jimmy? Did you have,
how would you like it to read?
You
mean the verbiage for the addition?
You know, I'm not really sure right now off the top of my head. I can get you a copy of that before the next meeting.
It can't be passed now.
Oh, you want me to amend it now and then?
It can be, if you want to.
Okay. I thought we had to
do it again.
Let's see. It would say Section 1, policy update, town's policy on paid holidays, blah, 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 is amended to provide paid holiday time off. All federal holidays, blah, blah, blah.
Jillian, would you like to suggest some wording?
Tim, I can recommend how to move forward if you'd like that included.
My recommendation
is that you could move to adopt the resolution as written, provided it includes the election day as an additional holiday. That's all you have to say.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think that's important. I'm all for doing the federal holidays, but I do think election day is, I think that's a good thing to have off for anyone. So
we have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, I'll move to approve as written, including election day as a town holiday.
And as amended by J-Man to include election day. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And seconded, and we'll call the question. If there's no additional comment.
Just so
thank you.
There are like 8-9 words in here. In the list of holidays, it says state general election day, parentheses, congressional, generational, or presidential election. Parentheses. That's how it says it in Montana.
Yeah, so what is the election day that the town currently has off, I guess is the question, because that's the one that I want to preserve.
It's state general election day.
Oh, state general election, that's the one. That's the one.
So, are you clarifying your motion?
Yeah, I'm clarifying it to be the one that we already have, so the state general election, I believe.
With all due respect, that is not in our current employee manual.
She was reading Montana code.
I understand, but that's not what this resolution was intended to correct. It's not correcting Montana code.
Right.
We don't have Montana code listed in our current employee manual. We're trying to update that.
It's on the town website for the holidays of town.
It's more procedural stuff about how you have to write it to be able to make it work.
So is your motion to adopt the federal the resolution as written plus the inclusion of state election day or federal election day or all of the above? So.
I wanted to include the one that we previously had as a town holiday.
We don't have one for this.
This is not a set of coaches we hold.
Oh.
Yeah. Ours doesn't include
but this would affect policies.
I see.
And shall be updated accordingly in the policies.
Do you want it to state that it will be federal holidays and any additional holidays recognized by the state of Montana? That would include any additional. That way, if federal is updated, we're automatically updated. If state is updated, we're automatically.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that as well.
So,
thank you. Sorry for all of
your clarification.
No, I appreciate it.
Jamie, so the resolution as read and to include this condition. Montana state holidays?
Election.
Election.
I would make sure election.
That's why I asked. Could you read that part back to him just for clarification?
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion is to approve the resolution as written with the amendment of Montana state recognized holidays, including, wait a minute, the verbiage has to be right. Including but not limited to election days.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Is that your motion, Tim?
That's my motion.
Okay, we have a motion on the table to adopt the resolution as read with the amendment also as read. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Seconded by Sharon or by Kyle?
Kyle.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any additional discussion and comment? Sharon, do you have a question?
Sharon?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Thank you.
So we have a motion to adopt the resolution regarding paid holiday policy with amendment has passed unanimously. Moving on to the proposed a resolution establishing weekend observance rules for paid holidays. A resolution establishing weekend observance rules for paid holidays. Whereas the town of Appleton observes paid federal holidays for its employees and whereas the town council desires to establish clear rules for when a federal holiday falls on a weekend. Now therefore be it resolved by the town council of the town of Appleton, Montana as follows. Section 1, weekend observance policy. When a federal holiday falls on a Saturday, the paid day off shall be the preceding Friday. When a federal holiday falls on a Sunday, the paid day off shall be the following Monday. However, if an employee is not regularly scheduled to work on the observed holiday, Friday or Monday, they may, with prior approval of their supervisor, take an alternative day off during the week prior for a Saturday holiday or the week following for a Sunday holiday. Section 2, implementation. The town clerk or town administrator shall update payroll practices, employee handbooks, and schedules as necessary to implement this policy. Section 3, effective date. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its adoption. Has been adopted by the town council of the town of Appleton, Montana, this 7th day of July, 2026.
Yeah.
correct, glad for this clarification, because this definitely explains more to me about how the office was closed on the day before Friday, Thursday last week.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I do wish that this had been you know, resolved beforehand.
Well, we tried to do it last month, but, you know, yeah. And part of the procedural part of this is to keep the payroll hours within a same pay period and a pay period, so that keeps everything together in the same accounting period. Additional comments? Charlie?
Montana code annotated. 2-18-603 holidays observance when falling on employees' day off floating holiday. A full-time employee who is scheduled for a day off on a day that is observed as a legal holiday except Sundays is entitled to receive a day off with pay on either side of the day preceding the holiday or on another day following the holiday in the same pay period or as scheduled by the employee and the employee's supervisor, whichever allows a day off in addition to the employee's regular scheduled days off, provided the employee is in a pay status on the employee's last regularly scheduled working day immediately before the holiday or on the employee's first regularly scheduled working day immediately after the holiday.
This was a little shorter, but what did you see in that caused you to...
The thing that I feel like is limiting on this is it's saying that it must be either the day prior or the day two. Montana Code Annotated says that as long you can take a day as long as it's within the pay period.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the Montana Code, I don't know why we would need to complicate it more if that's more flexible.
This is for
that's actually not
regularly scheduled.
Montana Code Annotated states that if it's the Saturday, it's the Friday before. If it's the Sunday, it's the Monday after. And what our policy does is it says, but if you have that Friday normally scheduled off, you're still entitled to a paid holiday. And so what we're doing with this is saying, if you're normally scheduled to have it off on Friday, it's really not fair that you don't get a paid holiday like everybody else does. So this allows for that paid holiday within the same pay period time period for you to pick any day during that week that your supervisor will approve. So it actually provides greater flexibility.
But doesn't this go against the Montana Code Annotated, like we talked about, like this, like,
what was the
we can't be making rules that go against it if there is a conflict, right?
It's what?
2-18-603.
Because I actually used that code to write this.
I think the big difference is a not regularly scheduled.
Well, I'm going to look up. Excuse me, I'm going to look up the code here.
It's mostly the good code.
Yeah. I used the code to write it. That's why I'm confused by it's being brought up.
Isn't this a person full-time
employee? For clarification purposes?
Yeah.
Montana Code's holiday pay typically covers full-time employees, and we have a lot of
permanent
part-time, and this allows them to have holiday pay as well.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
That's good.
So, by adopting this then,
that's great.
Let's just extend the same benefits to permanent part-timers as full-time employees. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's for all employees in Canada.
Yeah, all right. Seems reasonable to me. Unless there's any more comment, I'll move that we approve this resolution.
Motion has been made. Do I have a second?
A second.
Motion and second to approve a resolution establishing weekend observance rules for paid holidays. Call the question.
Do you not have any public comment?
Oh, I thought we had a bunch of public comment. Any additional comment? Hearing none. Call the question.
Kyle.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Sharon.
Yes.
Motion carries. We now will be observing the weekend observance rules for paid holidays.
Or you have extended all federal holidays already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We still need the first week.
Oh, did I?
It's the last one.
So I did the 19th on the first though.
No.
Oh, you still have another one? Sorry. It's been a while. All right. So,
that said, the 19th one kind of got rolled into the other paid holiday update, this update. Yeah, the 19th being a federal holiday, we've updated our list to include those and state holidays.
I would like to offer some clarification before we read this. So what happened this last month is we had some employees inform us that it was the past tradition to take off Juneteenth, which I looked through every employee manual I could possibly find for the paid holidays, hoping to find that it was just federal holidays, but instead there was a list, which unfortunately restricted it and said that Juneteenth wasn't paid for. So the employees were given the day off, but not guaranteed that they would receive holiday pay for it, which they still would like to have the day off anyway. However, we let them know that it would have to be up to the town council to be able to approve holiday pay for that holiday in June. And if it wasn't approved, then they were taking that risk by taking the day off. But if the town council did approve the holiday pay, then we would put in the direct deposit right after this meeting for their holiday pay for last month, if that was something the town council felt like they should have been paid for. So because that list restricted, it kind of created this ambiguity, and we just wanted to clear that up for this last holiday. That's what this resolution is for.
I got you.
Well, I mean, I don't know why we need a resolution. Don't we follow federal laws for that?
No,
state. We
didn't. Okay. All right. I mean, yeah, I'm all for recognizing federal holidays. You know, like, it seems like silly that that list hadn't been updated when this became a federal holiday, but yeah.
What did you find out?
Yeah, it's been a few years. Do you want to read it?
I would like to go ahead and read a resolution approving paid holiday leave for Juneteenth. Whereas Juneteenth, June 19th, is a federal holiday, and whereas the Juneteenth holiday in the prior month fell during a period when the town of Alberton's holiday list had not yet been formally updated to include it, and whereas the town council wishes to recognize Juneteenth as a paid holiday for eligible town employees and ensure they receive appropriate compensation or paid time off for that day. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the town council of the town of Alberton, Montana, as follows. Section 1, approval of Juneteenth holiday pay. The town council hereby approves Juneteenth, June 19, 2026, as a paid holiday for all eligible town employees. Employees who work on that day shall receive holiday pay or compensatory time consistent with town policy and applicable law. Employees who did not work shall receive the holiday as paid leave. Section 2, implementation. The town clerk and town administrator shall take the necessary steps to process appropriate holiday pay or adjustments in the payroll system for the affected pay period. Section 3, effective date. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its adoption, passed and adopted by the Town Council of the Town of Alberton, Montana, this 7th day of July, 2026. I just have one question. We're only doing this for 2026 and not for all Juneteenths going forward?
You've already passed a resolution for all federal holidays.
Okay, this is just to be...
That was my confusion at first.
Again, it is 10:05.
I was about to spell it in the same...
Thank you.
The same clause. Well, I thought this spelled in the same clause.
No, because this is after the fact. Because that, the last resolution over the paid holidays does not go into effect until you guys sign it, which is today. So it starts from this day forward. So this is covering the confusion over last month.
Yeah, in the past, I believe that Juneteenth was given as a paid holiday, even though it wasn't on the list.
Well, we want to make that official.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to move to approve this resolution.
Motion has been made to approve paid holiday leave for Juneteenth and seconded by Kyle. Is there any additional comment, council, public, regarding this? Hearing none. Jillian, call the question.
Sharon.
Yes.
Kyle.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Motion carries. Unanimous. A resolution approving paid holiday leave for Juneteenth. And I just want to point out one of the benefits, even though this was the first month that we did this, the benefits of having the packet posted and also this email to the council members is to give you opportunity to review these things. And if you do have a question, come to the office and let's have a discussion. Because that would be helpful so that then when you're here at the meeting, it's not unclear what we're talking about.
Preloaded, essentially.
It's an information.
I would highly encourage you, if you have any questions, to email them to me.
Okay.
I can find or research any answers that you have, and I can send them out to everyone equally, so everyone has all the same information.
Good comment. Very good. And for the final item on the new business, we're going to do the sealed bid approval process for the propane service. And we don't have a copy on this on the table. Did you have an extra?
I have one here.
No.
So,
oh, we don't have any?
The sealed bids were opened at a meeting presided over by Town Council member Sharon Briggs this past week. The bids were received in sealed envelopes. They were kept in a safe. They were not opened until Council Member Sharon Briggs was present at the bid opening. They were opened, they were scanned, including the envelope, and they were included in your packets. They were immediately placed back in the safe. They have not been reviewed or looked at otherwise. So the office has no comment or recommendation on the bids, but I do believe we have some of the individuals who presented the bids present for the council to ask questions.
We have two of the individuals present tonight in case there are questions.
So these are, do you want the originals? Do you want to look at, you guys want to have these as well?
So the copies were provided for our email, but I don't have that right now, so.
Do you want to look at these? These are so you guys can share these.
I got looked over them, but you know, obviously.
Did you come up with any
of
those? If you had any questions?
Yeah, I remember.
Put them a little closer so they didn't have to wait till the end.
Yeah.
We weren't sure how long this. We honestly thought that all of this other stuff was going to go through pretty quick. We had no idea.
I don't think that's the style.
Yeah.
I think it's the
begs the question, do you want special meetings for bid openings?
Yeah.
I think we should do that, because I think that for the professionals here trying to do business and wait for approvals and stuff, I'd like to see those guys, you know, not have to sit through a whole meeting.
Yeah, that's
a
good, very good thing.
So you're saying yes to more meetings?
Yeah. That's for the greater good, really.
I'd really like to think individuals that are here representing their companies who have waded through this process of this meeting.
Aren't you listening?
In order to, if you have questions, I'll listen to you. and follow through the process to make the choices.
So, I'm trying to understand that the recommended solution is obviously to go with the lowest bid. I mean, it seems, is that what I'm like hearing, or I don't know. I've actually, you know, full transparency, I've never been on this side of a bid before, you know.
Thank you for that disclosure. That's good. Chris, do you have a question?
From what you've been saying, one of the things that you can look at other than just the cost, just the cheapest, is that if the company is local and if you're spending the money in town and keeping the money in the town.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a local company can better service us in a very remote area such as this.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my two comments.
Mm-hmm. And that's good.
I have been through the bid process before, so I can give a little bit of insight. One of the major considerations in a bid is not just the lowest price, but it's the best quality product for the town, given what their needs are. It also can look at additional services that are offered in addition to that. You know, does it include service of equipment? Does it include leases of equipment? Does it include, you know, is anything free come along with that? So a lot of times the cost may be slightly higher, but the total benefit that the town receives is, you know, far outweighed by the additional cost. So there are a lot of different factors to look at. You, Kyle, you've been in construction, you understand what I'm talking about.
I live in bids every day of my life.
So, yeah.
On both ends.
So as far as looking at the bids, it's the overall package product, and you know, you're more than welcome to ask the service providers any questions you have about services or quality.
Thank you guys, wrestle outside. Best man wins.
Oh man. Yeah.
They're both very comparable. Maybe in price they're not much different, you know.
There's three of them.
Yeah,
Karen's got that one. We have all three of them here in the packet. You have two of them, both three of them. Did you miss one,
Kyle? I missed one.
Which one did you miss?
I saw both.
Oh, so there's three.
Just two. That's the third one.
No, this is all of them.
Oh, so
copy.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's
the
one.
Yes,
there is. There
you go.
I'm sorry.
That's my bad. Well, this is the one I was confusing this with the other one. Sorry,
okay.
That. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I got this packet, but I definitely just perused it, you know.
No. Would you like to choose one?
Well, if you have any questions, that's what I was. Then yes, we will choose one. Jim, did you have a comment?
Can I make a recommendation?
Certainly.
That
you
allow the service providers that are here to make a comment?
I think that would be fair.
That's
yeah.
A great idea.
And can I speak out with energy? My name is John Lee. I'm with Energy Partners Propane. I did want to clarify one thing I noticed on the website. The city did think they owned the propane tanks.
Mm-hmm.
They leased them for $1 a year from Energy Partners. They have since, I think, going back to 2014. I put a copy in there of those tank leases. We do have bulk storage containers. We have one in Houston, one in Superior, very close by. We have guys delivering out here pretty much on a daily basis. We've got a whole team. We've got eight of us that would be run call 24/7, readily available close by the area. Happy to continue servicing. We work on heaters installed and have for a long time worked on the heaters for the city and have.
Wonderful.
Really appreciate the community. So.
Appreciate your patience and waiting through the meeting.
I'm Garth Levy, and I want to apologize to my counterpart to not let you know of the process of one of these meetings in Albuquerque.
should have brought a snack.
Yeah.
But again,
Yes, the local thing is a good thing. I am aware of the equipment that you have. In fact, I installed the one in the Renai. I have a former Energy Partners employee and manager out of Superior, so I set you guys up with the banks that you currently have. I am currently opening JFF Propane for them. They are based out of Ronan. They've been around for almost 30 years, but mostly in the fuel oil until about 12 years ago. And I am, if you guys have noticed, my trailer sitting out east of town here. Just purchased that property, and that's where I'm setting up operation. There will be my bulk storage there, my office, my trucks. So it will no longer be at my house, thank goodness, right, honey? So, operations are going well. Very familiar with what equipment you guys have, and I would like the opportunity to serve the town that I live in.
Jenna, do we have any records of our propane usage?
I don't have them currently. I didn't have time to get that available.
I've got some information if you're interested in it.
Sure.
What your annual usage is and such.
Yeah, I'm curious about what our usage rates and stuff are.
I'll just based on the last year, I took some notes on that. For the town hall building, it was 992 gallons last year that was used. The community center, it was 1,270 gallons. And out for the sewer plant, that was 292 gallons. Roughly around 2,500 gallons for the Buell for the city. We've got files and records and any information you really need going back to since those tapes went started. We'd be happy to answer any questions to you about that.
Let's see. I guess it's fair to ask since you're here. One of the I think you might say it's a benefit the Energy Partners propane bid is that we have a set rate for a certain period of time. Do we have any information on what that rate might look like after that time?
As far as 40 gallon?
Yeah,
I think that was for the fiscal year, and we would be happy. I know this was a per year lease or a per year agreement with continual of the next 2 years. We'd be more than happy to discuss that and match that price for moving forward.
Garth, I have a question for you as well. One of the items here in your bid is service and labor charges with a 25% discount. What service and labor charges do you normally look at for a town? Like, what kind of stuff do we normally expect for a service and labor charge?
There are no service fees, no add-on fees for delivery. What the price is like the other company. I have a set rate for the first year, just like he did. And then I thought, because you said a first fiscal year, and then 2 years upon that, upon agreement. And I didn't want to lock you into a price that might be lower in the next, after the first fiscal year. Didn't want to lock you in something higher. The question again, Tim?
Yeah, so this all service and
yes,
labor charges, 25% off.
All that
would
be,
curious what that would be like.
That would be like, say you had needed service, a yearly service that needs to be done on the Renais, or if that unit was to break, it needed parts, it needed service, or replacement. So any labor charges, I would take 25% off. And he is correct with the dollar lease. That's
yeah.
What it has been for a long time.
Yeah.
I knew that. So the same is in there also.
And that won't change. That's a signed lease agreement. That's all standing. That's the company.
Yeah.
We did also offer in there free pre-season maintenance on all five of the units, all five heaters. We'd be happy to do that complimentary service on those. And then we did have a discounted rate as well for labor for any repairs or service work that may be done if there were any or if there were any breakdowns during the heating season whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
is your standard labor charge, Kurt?
Standard labor charge is $125.
Is that a flat rate?
Yeah, flat rate. That's usually what it, like, say a customer calls and I got to fix their furnace or work on something. If I'm installing on the ground line, whatever, there's a flat charge of $125 an hour for one person.
And you said it eloquently how you said that, you know, the service fees and stuff. So, and that's all it was just if something was degraded, need to be repaired. It's not every time you come and deliver or do something like that. Exactly. No charges.
I'll just say the $125 is our standard rate as well. For you guys, we offer that $75 rate, so a more discounted rate, just for any repairs or such.
Yeah.
And how it goes.
They're all pretty comparable. It's like, it's a good thing,
right? They're comparable.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Energy Partners just in general. They run a great, great business.
For sure.
You know, Garth, I like a little bit of shit. Hard to my language.
Yeah, it was just that, you know, I ran the 406 propane for the last 5 years, and it was sold. Energy Partners bought that out.
Yeah.
And so, I teamed up with JFF so
okay,
I could
so
stay in town.
Putting the footprint in town.
Yeah.
We like it.
I was excited when I found the property in Alton. Very excited.
I agree, that is admirable. I will also say it takes time to get a bulk point set. Time to facilitate such operations and licensing, and that is in the Missoula district, which adds a whole different flavor.
I speak in Ravalli.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Missoula permitting.
Yeah. But it's in Ravalli, which is a little nice. That's why we looked at it.
A little better? Okay.
Yes.
Well,
when we looked at property in Missoula, it was like, holy man.
Yeah. And the permitting and the hoops to jump through.
Yeah. Yes.
It's.
Yeah,
I've been working on it for 3 months, so.
Okay, I'm going to entertain a motion. The council has had a small little discussion.
I'd like to motion to go JFF.
Motion on the floor to engage JFF for their propane service. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Checking
if you're
awake
still. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, motion and a second to approve the bid provided by JFF John's Fuel Farm and Energy Service here in Alberton. Is there any additional comments, questions? Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I'd like to make a comment at customer service. JFF has amazing customer service, and I'm not just saying that because I really do
know personally,
but I can tell you from knowing him and all he's done, as long as he's done this propane, he delivers nothing but customer service to each and every one of the people he serves. He knows their dogs, he knows their name. It's not just a number, it's not just filling the tank. That's super important, you know. So he probably would have said it, but I said it on his
behalf. Now I gotta buy her dinner at the steakhouse.
Oh, yes.
And I don't doubt one thing that's spoken about Garth and JFF. I will say that you're putting a lot of eggs in one guy. There's, you know, we have a whole team to support any of the needs. You know, you don't know what could come up in winter. One guy in one area, I don't know what your nearest tent would be other than yourself to help out, but rather than being right down the road in the spirit of just throwing that out there. And the bulk plants, you know, grown in a long way from home. Sorry.
Thank
you. Definitely heard. You guys are a great business. Like, for real.
Yep. It doesn't get much more, you know, local than the guy living down the street. I understand that.
Well, thank you for
the
information.
Yeah.
I think
all of you.
I'd like to see those, a special meeting for this kind of stuff. And this gentleman, it's not taking so much of your time.
And you all are now a witness that this is Kyle Santillani, and he has said extra meeting. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
You need to call.
I I'd like to call the question. Are we ready? Jaylen?
Tim?
Yeah, I will say yes. And I will also say we're doing this for the community.
Kyle?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Motion passes. We now have a new propane fuel supply and delivery service company. Thank you very much.
So?
Yeah.
Please contact the mayor to set up any contracts.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. And then, so then the next item on the agenda is public comment. Yes, ma'am. I don't know your name.
What can you say?
You're Kate.
I'm Kate.
Yes. Nice to see you, Kate.
Hello. Good to see you. So I kind of, I don't believe I know like the structure of words or anything. I've lived in Alberton a few years now. Love Alberton, love the people sell you, right? It's a great town. Something recently happened. And I think any council or what do you do about this? This is the first time this has ever happened in my whole life, especially living in Alberton. I was at work, and it's really busy. I work at the River's Edge. Great steaks, great cheesecake. If you haven't had it, go there and have it. I love them. But I was at work, middle of the rush, and I get told I have this table. Go to my table. Hello, how are you? I'm sorry, I don't know you really yet. Now I do, but I didn't. And I'm like, hi, my name's Kate. She's like, Kate. Kate with a van, correct? And I'm like, caught off guard. Yes, I have a van. And it is, I live on Railroad Ave. I'm on the strip of the town. So we have vehicles outside our house. We don't have a driveway or a parking garage. It is the street, the public street, is where we park our vehicles. Anyways, she had mentioned, Kate Van, have you talked to so-and-so yet? And I said, what? No, can we talk about this another time? I'm really busy. And she persisted, no, Kate the Van, have you talked? Can you just talk about the van right now? And I said, is there anything I can get you to drink? Is there anything I can get you to eat? And the mayor persisted to want to talk about my personal matters at my place of work. I was extremely embarrassed, caught off guard, didn't really know what to do, it's never happened. So I went to my manager at my workplace and I said, hey, this is what's going on. I don't know how to handle this situation, extremely uncomfortable. And she said, I will take this table, take your other 8 tables that you have. So I walked away. I then was told by my manager at work that the mayor persisted to talk to my manager about my personal issue in town. And I guess I'm seeking to understand, is this okay? I thought there was mailboxes for letters for personal issues. I didn't know it was okay to talk about it at your place at work. Is there, like, I don't understand this. I don't know what to do about this. I'm extremely uncomfortable now. Don't know what to do.
Thank you for your comment, Kate. And I want to respond because I was unfairly represented by your current narrative of the situation. I came into the River's Edge with a friend of mine.
Yes, you were with a friend.
And I sat at the table, and she had asked me to go down for a salad bar with her.
Yep.
When we were seated, we were told, oh, Kate is your waitress. Mm. So I'm thinking, Kate, could this town be so big that there is more than one Kate?
Really?
So I said, would you happen to be the Kate that Charlie said owns the, and I have to think a minute, the Toyota van? And then that's when you said, I don't want to talk about it at work. And I was going to say, oh, it's nice to meet you because I didn't know you. And you then
you just
said,
I don't want to talk about it at work. That's not
and it was extremely unprofessional. Mm-hmm.
That's what
no.
I thought.
And that is how
that's
it
not
happened.
How I have witnesses. My manager, she had a friend who was looking at you and backing you up.
And she was going, wow, this is fair.
It was weird to come to my work to talk to me about a personal issue.
I wasn't coming there to talk to you about a personal issue. I came there to eat.
You should have said,
salad.
Hi, Kate, nice to meet you.
Are
I'm
you
here for
Kate?
Dinner. Period.
I think this,
that's it.
Thank you
right?
for your comment. Thank you for your
mm-hmm.
comment. This is public comment. Does anyone else have a comment?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I just think it was very unprofessional of you to go down there to my partner's place of work. Like, you know where we live. Come knock on my door if you got something to say. Hey, regardless, if you ask your tape with the band, and then you ask, oh, have you talked to sir? The moment you said, can we talk about this at another time, that should have been your indication to, okay, well, I believe my partner.
That's not how I had to ask like three times, so please stop.
Thank you for your comment.
But I do have a mailbox, you know where I live, my van is outside of there, so if you ever do have a need to talk anytime at my work, no thank you, but at my mailbox, please discuss any issues you have.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have a public comment?
Yeah, you're going to address what I said at the end about asking the council
this
to disclose the public the financial structure of the Bear Group and communication.
And I asked if you would provide that document.
I did. She has it.
She does have a copy.
Yeah, but publicly disclose the any compensation that anyone on the town council might be receiving from this not-for-profit. It's not a non-profit. It's that specifically means that it is a profit company. So I'd like to know if there's any kind of compensation that you guys are receiving. It's pretty important.
Well, you have every right to find that out. And we have a disclosure every time we have a meeting. There's a disclosure where that money goes.
Okay, well, I mean,
we have grants that pay out. We have certain criteria for that. I don't have anything to do with it. And we do have a compensated person, and that is our coordinator. Jennifer Horton Morris.
And she was hired specifically
just to coordinate our affairs. None of us get paid. We're
right.
all
That's
volunteers.
No, it doesn't change the fact that it's still self-dealing
and
putting a town seal on things that you shouldn't be and creating mandates for things that shouldn't be ordinances.
We don't have any mandates, David. There are no mandates.
Not yet. But you're
so
moving forward.
Come to the meeting, David, at the end of the month. And we will talk about things that are being proposed.
And
that would be the appropriate place to ask the question.
Well, the appropriate place is
and
in front of the people of this town.
The council does not have anything to do with the Bear Smart group.
I understand, but what they do have something to do with is whether or not we adopt these ordinances that nobody in the town wants.
Well,
so
that's why we have meetings and we.
I don't care about the Bear Smart meetings. I come to
no,
meetings.
That's why we have meetings like this. So that you could have a chance to vote on it, and it was voted on for that to become a smart community. We voted on it, and if you would have came to the meeting,
I was there. We adopted a resolution. We didn't vote on any kind of mandate or ordinance, and there
right.
still is an ordinance. Yet
That's
we
right.
ended up with a bunch of trash cans because somebody said that we adopted an ordinance, which isn't true. We adopted a resolution,
and a resolution
to look
into, is voted on
to look into. Having an ordinance. There is no ordinance. We don't want an ordinance. We want...
Kate, you have some additional comments to make?
I guess I was just asking the council who've been council for a few years. Maybe been a few years. I'm assuming...
This isn't
right?
a discussion
years.
Period. It's a comment period.
It is my comment
to
for what I said. Is that
but that's
normal
not
to say?
Go ahead.
I wouldn't do that at a place of business.
I was just wondering if it was like in the town if that's the usual thing. I just was genuinely curious.
No.
Okay.
I've been letting that roll around in my brain as we've gone forward here. Is that
I was just
not good for the right etiquette, right?
Okay.
No one wants to be under that kind of pressure, especially when you serve the public. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's different in an office or something. I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Kate, I have to say, it's very unfortunate that you took my coming there to say, oh, you're the Kate. Okay, hi.
I wish it was like that. Jen,
that's what I intended, but when you cut me off and said, I don't want to talk about it at work, I stopped talking about it.
Okay.
Really respectful when you talk.
Okay.
I'm going to say the voice that you're using. No,
that's the voice she just had with me down there at work, and I'm supposed to.
Well, you're sitting at the council table.
I know I am.
He's very unprofessional.
Tim, are you commenting on speaking snarky? Is that what you're doing? Because I've been watching you for the last couple of months, and you've got snark down pretty good.
You got anger down pretty good.
Thank you.
For so long,
Marco.
Thank you.
Are you having like problems? I was genuinely curious. I didn't want to start anything. It was just a genuine question.
Well, and these meetings are open to the public, and the public is any human being. You don't need to live in our community to come to this meeting. And you don't need to live in our community to have a comment. And it's typically not a discussion, it is a comment from the public.
I appreciate you coming forward. It's an uncomfortable thing to say.
Thank you.
And it's not a policy, and it's not something that any of us would do. So
thank you.
Including myself.
Yeah. But that, yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming forward.
Thank you for coming to the meeting. It's good to have an open conversation. Jillian?
I think it would be helpful for everybody, especially council members and the mayor and people who work for the town, if townspeople would presume that if we show up at your place of business, it's for the purpose of patroning your business and not to discuss town business. Because to tell you the truth, if the precedent is set that it's going to be assumed that we're all there to discuss negative business by showing up at your work, it's going to actually deter people from going to your place of business to patron your place of business. That's just a personal opinion. It would be great if you could presume people are just there to patron the business, and if they happen to recognize you and if you happen to have an issue with the town, don't assume that the reason they're talking to you at all has anything to do with that and not just being there to patron your business.
Right.
It's easy to say that, but then when the opposite is what happens, that's where you have problems.
Yes, in fact, that was what happened. Maybe you weren't there.
No, but
I was there. So I would certainly be happy to entertain a motion from the council if there's no other public comment.
To adjourn. You mean a motion to adjourn?
Yes. I do.
Okay, I'm making a motion to adjourn.
You have a motion to adjourn.
10:30 at night.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yay. All the questions in then.
Do you have any other public comment on the motion to adjourn?
Do we have public comment? Hearing none, we can call the questions.
Tim.
Yes.
Sharon.
Yes.
Kyle.
Yes.